This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, I was, during the break, I this is a mistake I make every once in a while. This is why I try to stay off of Facebook. But I use Facebook mainly to post pictures of perhaps my bunny, of my daughter, of my wife, of our puppy, of the other animals. So I do not do politics on Facebook and haven't done it for a long time. But then when I posted, because my daughter left my wife a really, really cool letter, I put it up on the X formerly Twitter as well. Then I start paging through Facebook and I see, you know, someone who I know is friends with my wife saying, "I'm truly confused as to why so many are posting about Charlie Kirk. I don't hear this same outrage when it's innocent children gunned down at school. Ask yourself why." Are you kidding me? Of course you hear the outrage. You hear it constantly from people on the left, but it's all about gun control. I mean, what I don't even know what kind of world these people live in. Sometimes, but this is why I stay off of social media, because it's a dangerous place to be. I do love the X, formerly Twitter. There's a lot of stuff happening up on there. And look, I've said this before. There's vile stuff that's said from people on the right. I'm not a big fan of people who have been, you know, exposed as being lunatics out there and really, really evil people reacting to this. And then people on the right chime in with stuff that's just as evil and nasty. So some of that is hypocritical, but there is vile, vile stuff that's being shared out there. And like I said before, God, I hope that they find this guy and they lock him down, because there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theorists. There already are, I'm sure. John Ziegler's here, the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. I'm sure that the conspiracy theorists are already at it. John, wouldn't you think, if they don't have someone specifically to name here?
Based upon my X feed, they're out in full force, as they are on every major story. It's very frustrating to deal with them. I'm an ardent anti-conspiracy person. And,
as am I.
And, you know, but look, I am somebody who I even tweeted this last night, and it got quite a bit of traction. I think that there's a pretty strong argument to be made that whoever did this is not in the normal vein of lone nut job. That doesn't mean that they're, you know, hired gun from a foreign country. It just means they knew what they were doing. And I think the fact that it was only one shot and that the shot killed is almost unique in assassinations and not consistent at all with a lone nut. Educated or unexperienced nut instinctively fires multiple shots. That did not happen here, and they also tend to get caught before 24 hours is up, especially in this day and age where we have all this technology and all these resources. I'm rather stunned.
I am too.
That we don't even have an identity yet. We don't even have an identity yet. I mean, as far as I know, and the fact that he's not in custody is really disturbing. And of course, you know, the first 48 hours are usually incredibly key. If you don't get them in 48 hours, you may be a while. So we're kind of running out of time here. But I can't stand the conspiracy theories. I can't stand, obviously, every part of the story. This is horrendous from every possible aspect.
It's awful, and I made the mistake, as I did with the young woman on the train in Charlotte, of watching several angles of the video, and I'm kind of sorry that I did that. But what would you say, as a guy who hosts a podcast about the media, on how the media is handling this, right? I mean, some of the things that were said on MSNBC were just disgusting. They sent Matthew Dowd packing pretty quickly. I thought that there was some, responsibility. I was watching CNN last night because I couldn't help myself. I get home. Usually I tune things out when I get home and just do things with the family. But I wanted to see, first of all, I wanted to see if the shooter was going to be caught, because there was some confusion about that. But Anderson Cooper genuinely seemed to be struggling with how to cover the story, with how to ask questions about a guy like Charlie Kirk. It was not his, comfort zone last night. So I think that most of them were trying to be responsible in the way that they covered it. MSNBC apparently didn't even care.
I think that's fair. I watch mostly, I go back and forth between CNN and Fox, because I don't even consider MSNBC to be serious. And every time something like this happens, whether it's the Charlotte murder or this situation or many others, I keep thinking that, especially, post-Trump election, that some of these left-wing outlets are going to at least pretend to get it, right? Because they understand that the world is at least temporarily changed, but that never seems to occur, and it certainly didn't on MSNBC. I will be somewhat defensive of CNN, where I wasn't overtly offended by anything that I saw, although I can certainly understand what you're talking about, because let's be clear, in the old guard of the media, right, 5-10 years ago, Charlie Kirk is someone who the mainstream news media would never have even given the credibility to even mention.
That's
right?
True. These
people didn't even exist until there was no way to ignore them in this current era of social medias, and obviously podcasting and everything else that's changed the media world, where the legacy media power has diminished greatly and the power of a Charlie Kirk has increased dramatically. And so now they have no choice. I remember, as an example, and he wasn't murdered, but I'm sure you obviously remember my then good friend Andrew Breitbart. When he died, right? I found that to be bizarre, that all of a sudden he was the subject of lots of mainstream media coverage, which, by the way, he would have loved, that he never got in life.
Yeah, right.
Because it was only in death that it was okay to acknowledge how relevant he was. But it was, I just found it bizarre. I was watching NBC Nightly News and Brian Williams at the time leading with the death of Andrew Breitbart. I'm like, your audience has no idea who Andrew is because you never told them who he was.
Well, there might be some of that going on. Right before you hopped on the line, I was posting something, and I hardly do this, John, I was mentioning, because it's such a toxic place, but it's my wife's birthday today, and not unlike you, I have a daughter, and my daughter left her a lovely gift and a note, and I put this up on Facebook, and then I happened to, scroll down, and I see someone who is a friend of my wife's, who I know, saying, I don't understand all the attention for, Charlie Kirk. They don't do it with the school shootings. I'm like, yeah, they do. Have you ever opened up Facebook after a school shooting? Everybody up there is virtue signaling and talking about guns. But I also wonder if there is that disconnect with a lot of people on the other side, because they weren't aware of the impact that he had. Look, I'll be honest, John. I was caught off guard a little bit in the reaction that some younger people, including my producer, Ethan, who got you on the phone line, had. He got very emotional yesterday. He had been following Charlie for, several years, since he was about 15. Ethan's turning 25 this week. So I think I even underestimated how popular he was with that, young conservative group. I've never had him on the air. I'm a fan. I've played a lot of his audio. But, this did impact a lot of people in a very, very, significant way.
Let me tell you a story that might knock your socks off about how far Charlie Kirk's reach goes. So, literally, just before you called to put me on the air, I was on the phone with former NBC Today Show host Matt Lauer, who I've become very good friends with, bizarrely.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this, and he had seen the video of my daughter Grace responding to getting an autographed cap from a MAGA cap from Charlie Kirk.
I'm going to play that in a second. We're going to tell that story, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so much to my surprise, Matt Lauer, a card-carrying member of the liberal media elite, told me, "Yeah, my two sons are really broken up about this.
Yeah.
They were huge Charlie Kirk fans. They're in college." Okay, so Matt Lauer's sons. Now that's making an impact.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I even heard, looked on the flip side, John Roberts comes on Fox today, and he said he had like a 14-year-old son, and he didn't even know. He was unaware that his son, you know, had followed and was a fan. So that's kind of crazy. All right, so before I play, and look, I think this is very special, this audio and video that you posted. And, you know, I've kind of seen your daughter grow up. I'm a girl dad as well. My daughter's 10. Your daughter, I think, is 13. Grace, I know that you have posted about her many times. And I've, you know, been a fan from afar just because I'm such a girl dad as well. But set this story up so I can play the audio, because I think it's pretty cool. And okay, the other side of the story is how you had to explain this to your daughter yesterday, that this guy that she's a fan of, you know, was murdered. So
right.
What's the backstory?
Yeah. So the backstory is that my daughter's always been political. She's been a fan of Trump. In fact, you know, when Trump was shot and survived last year, she did a remarkable piece of art of Trump in the aftermath shaking his fist, and she called it the day we won the election. So, I mean, so, which, by the way, turned out to be true.
Yeah, I think.
But unbeknownst to me, through watching videos online, she had become a big fan of Charlie Kirk. And when we started talking about this, I spontaneously started to record. This is not the audio you're about to play. This is what sets it up.
Right, right.
Her talking about how she became a fan of Charlie Kirk. So I posted it online. I can't remember if I sent it to Charlie or Charlie saw it or whatever, but he shared it, and he responded to the video saying, "That's, you know, God bless her. I'm going to send her a signed hat." And, of course, you know celebrities,
right,
Mark.
Right, right, right.
I didn't want to get my daughter's hopes up that this person that she was looking at as a hero was actually going to send her something personalized. But I felt pretty good about Charlie. I just had a good sense about Charlie that he would come through. So I told her about it. And sure enough, a week later, a package comes in the mail, and I decided to record that. And I think that's what you're about to play.
And this is only like a month ago. This is like on August 8th?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Check this out.
What'd you get?
Charlie Kirk. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna be the most
He signed a hat.
I'm gonna be the most popular girl in church.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna wear this on Sunday. Like,
he promised you a signed hat.
Oh my gosh!
Now,
the Bible.
Are you gonna be able to read the book?
Yeah, totally.
You're gonna learn how to read this to read his book?
June 1964.
Well, he kept his promise.
Thank you so much. This is the best day of my life. This is Christmas, birthday, Easter, all in one.
Okay, the best day of your life?
Yeah. No, it's better than the day Trump won the election.
Okay, all right. Wow. All right, that's a lot to process.
Yeah. By the way, as a side note, Gray Ziegler probably a bigger fan of Trump than John Ziegler. Is that fair to say at this point?
Oh my gosh! I mean, trust. I mean, if no one can ever accuse me of putting my beliefs on my children,
yes,
I am not a fan of Trump. And look, I thought Charlie Kirk was great, but I had some concerns about him and problems with him. But I will forever, even before obviously with the tragic events of yesterday, I was always going to be very loyal to Charlie Kirk, because there's nothing that a parent can ask for more than for you to give your child joy, and Charlie Kirk did that. And so I mourn his death, and I will never forget him for that, and I will always be thankful. And it's just tragic what happened. And of course, you know, I ended up calling my wife, who's a teacher at Grace's school, to alert her as to what was happening, and that it looked very, very grave. And when Grace got home, it was pretty much as bad as I expected. I mean, she was full bawling, totally in tears. You know, we embraced, and it was a moment. But I have to say, she was pretty good after that, pretty resilient. This morning, she got all dressed up in a red, white, and blue. By the way, she wore the MAGA hat that's signed by Charlie Kirk all last night. And then she didn't think she'd get away with wearing the MAGA hat to school, so she wore her most patriotic outfit and then made a sign for her locker that said, "Stop the violence, love Charlie." And so I thought that she handled it pretty well.
You should be very proud of that little girl, John. And I know that you are. And I know that I think you were a little hesitant to come on and you know, talk about this because you don't want to be the focus of this big story. But I thought that was very special. I really did. And I shared it. And I got such great reaction from people when I put it up yesterday and I played it. So I'm glad that you shared the story. And I hope that Grace is doing okay.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. I really don't like it when people try to make huge stories, especially tragic ones, about themselves, and that's not the intention here. The intention here is to show people the impact that Charlie Kirk had on even 13-year-old little girls.
And
in
I know that, and I know you, and that's why I wanted to have you on again tonight. So thanks, Zig. I appreciate it. Have a great
weekend.
Mark. Okay.
Okay.
Take care. I thought that was really good. And the video, I did put that up on the X, formerly Twitter, at Mark Reardon KFTK. So check that out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.